For 31 consecutive months, from October 1861 to March 1864, the Confederate Commodity Price Index rose at an average rate of 10% per month. In April 1865, when Robert E. Lee surrendered and the American Civil War ended, the index was 92 times its pre-war base. Why did this inflation take place? Quite simple. The Confederate states were funding their war effort by printing money and issuing government bonds, rather than via taxation. In January 1861, Southern forces took over the U.S. Mint at New Orleans and confiscated the bullion there. The gold formed the basis of the Confederate treasury, but it was a tiny reserve against the billions of dollars of Confederate currency they would print in the next year. The Confederacy tried to respond to the runaway inflation it caused by its own massive expansion of the money supply by instituting price controls. They had to keep revising the fixed prices upwards. For example, between May 1863 and May 1865, the fixed price of bacon went from $1 per pound to $4 per pound. Beans rose from $4 per bushel to a whopping $30 per bushel. These rapid increases in food prices produced riots throughout the Confederacy. In 1863, for example, in Richmond, Virginia, 1,000 people, mostly women, marched in protest towards food stores, and they simply loaded carts with flour, meal, and other provisions. Before long, there were widespread mob looting of shops for valuables. It ended with the mayor threatening to order the Confederate army to shoot at the rioters. We can take two lessons from this little episode. First, an increase in the money supply will always cause inflation. And second, price controls will never and can never work. Now get out.